The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Genesis 41, verse 56. You know, so something that is happening to man already that is not making us to look at the world. Most of the time, we are more active when it comes to every other thing. When it comes to gisting, to playing, we are not bored. World Cup is going on now. Some are not missing one day. But when it comes to life, that is the way we are tired. He said that to make come and see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Something has blinded man that is not making man to, amen, that is not making man to see what is the fellowship of the mystery of God. Hallelujah. Man can stay with episode. We can stay with movie from morning till night. But when it comes to things pertaining to life, there is a way we are tired. We are fagged out. There is a way we are not interested. There is a way we can play and gist throughout the day. Play with our friend, play with our colleagues, play with our roommates. But when it comes to the pursuit of the word, hallelujah, there is something that happens to us. You know, the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. I'm trusting God in this season that the Lord will raise us and build us in the name of Jesus. You know, and he said in verse 56, that's Isaiah 41, verse 55, let me start. He said, and when all the land of Egypt was famished, all the land, nowhere was spared, all the land of Egypt, and the people cried to Pharaoh for bread, all the land was famished. And Moses said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph. That was a man that the Lord has raised. That was the answer. That means Pharaoh himself was not the answer. Pharaoh was directing them to the answer. And that's Joseph. And we are privileged for us to have God's servant amidst us, who is bringing answers to us. There is famine on the face of the earth. There is darkness on the face of the earth. And sometimes it's feel there is no answer. And sometimes we are confused. We are down. Hallelujah. Churchgoer cannot answer the question in our days. Going to church cannot answer. If you are not enrolled in the school of discipleship, we are going nowhere. It's beautiful that we come to church, but much more what we do with church is what matters most. You can go to school and the school did not go through you. Have you not seen people like that? When they talk, you just wonder, hey, they lost school, sir. Does anyone go to school at all? Because it negates one another. Hallelujah. And also we can be like that because sometimes there is a way we view church. The church is not another social gathering. Or the church is not a place where we come to get contracts. All those things, they are aside. They are not the real discourse. That's why in school, you have core and elective. Amen. You can joke with it. In fact, elective, you can't joke with it, actually. They just call it elective. Because university is so structured. In the sense that if you fail one course. No, university is structured in the sense that you have to pass all your courses before you go. You have to pass all. So if you carry one course in 100 level, you can repeat it in 200 level. You can repeat it in 200 level. But when you are going, every course must be fulfilled. You must pass everything. So that is the reason why we gather in church. The church is not just a place to see our faces or to see our beautiful dress or how beautiful our church is. If we lay this place with gold, fine, we will use it. But that doesn't define us. Or that doesn't mean that that's not the real thing that we do here. Because what is happening to the nations of the earth is famine. It's famine. There is no answer. Hallelujah. When you see the question that people ask in church, you're going to wonder, what's happening to us? He said the people cried. Now this cry, people are crying. Cry is not mean that water is coming out from their face. In fact, there are some cries that are more terrible. That water will not come out. And they are deep pain. We got most people that go through psychological issues. They don't cry. But sometimes they are down. There are some cries that is beyond water gushing out. Amen. This cry is as a result of depth in men. Answers in men. I love that song. When you say, only you can satisfy, only you can satisfy. That's just nothing that can actually satisfy. You know, when people want to do a lot of things, people buy big cars, exotic cars. Do you know that most people buy because of complex? Do you know that's another thing? Most time we see that people want to enjoy. It's not people want to enjoy. There is a void that people want to avoid. There is a void in men. So it's not about the big and exotic cars. It's about they want to cover something in them. Hallelujah. So that is why, because of the Famine that is upon the face of the earth. Marriage is not spared in our world. Children are not spared. Dysfunctional children are rising every day. And it's as a result of the fact that there is no answer. They say, and the people cried. Now, the only time we can avoid this cry is that we must be connected to a source of life. Amen. Because Joseph here, one thing that they told Joseph is that there is no man in this place. After he interpreted the dreams of Pharaoh, he said, there is no man that has the spirit of the God. You are actually the answer that we are looking for. So, if you like, let all the old Egypt, don't connect to Pharaoh. You are gone. I mean, to Joseph. Because Joseph was actually the one that carries the answer. That carries the solution. Because he was telling them that there will be 7 years of famine and 7 years of plenty. Amen. So, if you like, don't plug yourself to the chariot of Joseph. Then definitely you are gone for it. So, he said, and they go unto Joseph. What is said to you? Do you remember this place also happened in the New Testament? About the issue of the wine. They asked him, hey, Mary told them, guy, anything Jesus asked you to do, anything, please, what did he say? Do. And his mother said unto the servant, whatsoever said unto you, do it. Hallelujah. You know, this morning I want to appreciate Pastor Debo for that work that he did. You know, this servant is not easy. You know, there are some things in the story of Jesus that if they play to you, we will fail. Ordinarily, how can you, what's it called now? Just give me water and you say it will turn. It didn't turn in the hand of Jesus now. It turned in their hand. You must have faith to even carry the cup. You must have faith to carry the cup. Look at the feeding of the 5,000. It didn't turn in the hand of Jesus. The disciple trusted Jesus enough that they can know that, no, anything Jesus said, it can multiply. That is why when Kenneth Hagin was writing his books in the 5 old classes of apostles, he said, we will never have that 12. Nobody can take their place. There is nothing. Pray from now till Jesus come. That 12 will be forever 12. Jesus is the first apostle. He wrote it in the 5 classes of apostles. He said, and the 12 apostles, which are the 12 of the Lamb. Because it's not easy for you to go in and out with Jesus. You must have enough faith. You don't know the meaning. They would have bashed them and do all manner of things to them. Shake guy, let them follow. This guy, Peter. And you have a fishy business. And your business is driving like this. Are you blind? What's happening to you? You thinking they won't say it in their days? Peter's wife now. At the point in time, they told us that Peter's wife was sick. Amen. You know how many bashing that all those Bartholomew's, all those Peter, James, John, they are young, vibrant guys, bright, scholars. Matthew was a big boy. You don't know the meaning to be working in tax office. You are working in revenue office in Abuja, and you are paid in dollars. You know some job, they pay in dollars. In Nigeria, they don't pay you in Naira. But we could see them, that they were in and out. That is why when the condition for appointing came, they said they must be in, they must be people that have followed Jesus from Jordan. There is something that following does to you. It's not enough for you to hear the word of Jesus. You know, there are many people that hear the word from afar. So what am I trying to say this morning? Just like this place, he said they were famished and they cried unto Joseph. Amen. They cried unto Joseph. Just give me that place. They cried unto Joseph. And what did he say unto you? Do. Yes, verse 56. He said, and the famine was, assuming it was only Egypt, would have said, but he said the famine was all over the face of the earth. So what we are experiencing today is not only Nigeria. Because somewhere there we have a sense that if I'm in UK now, it will be better. Or if I'm in Canada, it will be better. But do you know the Lord wants you to be here? Aside from the fact that you want to move, I just think about it these days that for me to even know Pastor Debo is a blessing. In the sense that if Nigeria, the last censor we had was 200 million people, how come I was able to meet you in 200 million people? If the whole world is in billions, by the time you get to all those India, they are billions. In population, India is almost 1 billion. In all the populations of the earth, for me to come and know Brobola, in among the 200 million people in Nigeria, that means that knowing people is not ordinary. It's not ordinary. Because you have many reasons not to meet you. Don't you know? For your part, everybody that comes across you in the face of the earth, there is a reason for bringing them to you. Ordering your step to you. That you even want to travel out. I know people that have apply for visa for 5-6 times. They did not go. And we have people that have applied once and they go. So it's not about your movement here and there. It's about what the Lord wants to do on the face of the earth. So I begin to see that if the Lord positioned a sister between you, for you as a wife, that is why you have to be careful. It's not ordinary that your wife, because it's possible she may not be the one. Among the millions of people on the earth, they directed their parts, the two of you together. There is something they want to bring out. Every relationship is not ordinary. We can't undo it lightly or with levity. Amen. You know, this week I was just thinking, me, don't mind me. I just normally take thought of life and fresh thoughts. I was just saying, aside the fact that Reverend Busuyi preaches, he's a pastor, our parent, the Lord will bless him because she take care of Mommy Bingbe. You don't know. As a husband, the Lord will bless you really. Because by the time that woman is appearing before the throne and she has fired a good fight of faith and she has finished her course, they will commend her husband. Look at it in Timothy. By the time they were talking about Timothy, they didn't even talk about the father. They were talking about the wife, the woman in his life. He said, when I call to remember the unfaithful that is in thee, dwell first in thy grandmother Louis, in thy mother Eunice, and persuaded that is also in thee. You can see the trajectory of how it flows of mothers. Mothers are not simple. So if our mothers are strong spiritually, our children are settled for life. When I see men that want to love their children, I have a friend, he normally take his kid, fine boy, takes them out, go to ChopRite, take them, enjoy life. I say, you don't mean your son, what of your wife? It's dysfunctional. That's not the order. He said the head of Christ is God. The head of man is Christ. The head of every woman is man. So that means that in between man and children, there is somebody in between. You can't bypass the protocol. You want to love your children. It's error. You love your wife will love the children. It is the woman's job. But you don't want to love the wife. You want to love your children. You carry your children. Hey, who? Ha, ha. Your wife is dying. You don't know. Your wife is there. You don't know. Things are going on. Daddy was sending us investing in our wives. You are not concerned. Investing spiritually. Investing. Because if you are doing that, you are setting a future for your children. Because the real people actually is the children. That's the order. You see it there. You are not directly overseer of the children. The woman by this order is the overseer of the children. So by the time you are laboring on the woman, you are also directly or indirectly laboring for your children. So the man must arise and know the proper order. This is the proper order that we must give ourselves unto. So loving a woman or loving your wife is not optional. It's not optional. If it's optional, I will tell you, it's not optional. Not responding is not optional. You have to labor and to ensure. You don't know what the criteria God gave us. He said, husband, love your wife as Christ. That's the only love that has standard. He said, as your love must not be lower than this template. They gave a standard. When your company gave you a standard and say you must not be lower. When they were talking about the woman, they talk about women submit. But they were just talking about, okay, Sarah. But they raised us with our Lord. He said, love your wife. Amen. He said, nevertheless, every one of you in particular, so love his wife, even as himself, as the wife, that she reference her husband. The Lord will help us this morning, Jesus. He said, husband, love your wife. Even ask. That is why when you're asking yourself, when you are in love, are you really as Christ? Love the church. So that means that there is no way you can finish this love. He said, oh, no man, nothing but love. You can't exhaust this place as Christ. That thing must be ringing in our head as Christ. As Christ, you must stand on your bed in the night and ask yourself, this woman sleeping here, am I loving her as Christ? Love the church. During life campaign, do you know what Mommy Elifo say? Only if Baba go none your call me. How can people still be in wedding for 20 years? Flesh can't do marriage. Forget about it. Because flesh, that's the truth. Flesh can't do marriage. Let's just agree like that. Because the reason is because marriage did not come from the earth. Marriage was from the heavens. He said, it's not good for man to be alone. I will make for him and help him. So, the concept was not ever. So, flour can substitute the job. ShopRite cannot take that job. Take your wife. Travel out. You can't do that job. Amen. It's good for you to give your wife the best thing. But much more, the best gift you can give your wife is life. It's life. Because somewhere there, men think that the more I make more money, the more my wife will love me. That sense alone is death. No, may God not let them respect you because of your money. Amen. What happened in the day that you don't have the money again? That means you are empty. Over time, you have been empty. Because what you must carry is substance. What were those women looking for with Jesus? Salome. And what were they looking for? Was Jesus dashing them dollar? Was he giving them a million? When he died, they were there, my Lord. They were crying. Where have you taken my Lord? Where have you taken my Lord? Where have you taken my... Where were they all around her? Because they saw a life. They can't look away from it. You can't be with him and you are not blessed. The Lord will help the mailman in Jesus' name. The Lord will strengthen us. So this is what is over the nations of the earth. There is debt over the nations. There is corruption over the nation. There is famine over the nations. Hallelujah. There is something upon us. Hallelujah. Debt is upon us. You know, yesterday they were talking about Ekiti election. Somebody was saying, ah, where they were gao. By the time 10,000 could not do, they increased it to 20,000. Some places were 25,000 naira. You know, the whole thing is as bad as anything. And you begin to wonder, where are we going? How did we even arrive here? How did we arrive here? That election is now based on the money that we carry. And people will say, just give me this one, just like Esau. I beg, give me this or I die. That at the point in time, people will even say, ah, it's better. Let me just take this one. We shall know the person that we enter. Let's just receive this one and eat and do this and do that. How did we arrive here? That kidnapping is now the real business. And you begin to wonder what is happening. My own is, even though you kidnap, you didn't kill the person. It's another thing. You will kidnap, you will collect ransom, and you will still kill the person. I was saying it, I was here on Tuesday. One of my August, is it August brother that was kidnapped? After they collected his 12 million naira, they shot him in his stomach. Almost this place was cut off. They were now taking him from Loot. Is it Loot in Lagos? Loot now. Loot said they should refer them to, I don't know, any hospital. For that surgery alone, they were looking for 15 million. There was. The earth is not easy anymore. The earth is terrible. To even travel from here now, everybody is scared, is afraid. There is something upon the earth. Now, you may be thinking, it's only Nigeria now. It's not only Nigeria. Amen. There is a global conspiracy against the seed of God. I think you know that. There's a global conspiracy. They don't want the seed of God to strive or to grow or to be nurtured. Everywhere Satan sees the seed of God is against it. Nigeria is the first target. Because Nigeria occupies a critical place in Christian faith and in Christian beauty. I'm telling you, by the time you see Lagos State alone, the amount of ministers in Lagos, Lagos is feeding the whole world. I was looking at it today. Lagos is feeding, do you know how many ministers that are in Lagos? They are not feeding Nigeria. They are feeding the whole world. And that is why the hostility upon Nigeria will continue. Because there is something that the enemy is targeting against Nigeria. Nigerian church. But we know that we have the victory. No matter the onslaught of the enemy. No matter the plan of the enemy. Nigeria will rise again. So he said all over. So that's what I'm concerned. It's all over the face. So that is why we have opportunity to have people there. Pray for them. Because most of the time, when people travel abroad, we're expecting money. If they send to you 10,000 naira, ah, surely you're going to pay. How can they be sending 10K to me? How can they be sending 20K to me? How can they be sending 30K to me? You don't know what they are going through. We need to send prayers and pray for all our brethren. Pray for everyone across the globe. Pray for them. So it's not about the money. In fact, when they come around, take them out. Go and do shopping for them. Daddy has given another commandment now. Take them to Pandedian village. Buy Pandedian for them. Let them enjoy too. So it is not every time when they come, you are looking for their hand. No, you have resources too to give. Don't let us feel inferior. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. He said, and Joseph, I love this word they use. He said, and Joseph opened all the storehouse. That storehouse is not physical. Joseph was himself the storehouse. I think you know that. Joseph was the carrier of the storehouse. So Joseph, that's why men are the carriers of the storehouses. That he can be able to serve nations. He can be able to serve his brother. You know, people were coming from all the nations of the earth to drink from it. Joseph was a kind of Jesus. That was telling us. So Joseph is a storehouse. Jesus is a storehouse. Jesus is a, is a resource house. Hallelujah. He said, and sold all the Egyptians, and the famine wax sore in the land of Egypt. That is why we must continually appreciate God, for whom God has blessed us with. We must know, if there's anything that must sit with us, is that we must rejoice, because the Lord has blessed us with a storehouse. that can serve us with meals in seasons and out of season. You don't know what people are going through. I'm telling you that a man can stand in the liberty where Christ has made free. Or that sin cannot have dominion, because the reason for sin is to have dominion over nations. It's to rule over nations. So if sin starts with masturbation, he doesn't want to stop there until it governs. Because sin is also territorial. Sin is authoritative. Sin is governmental. Most of the time we think sin is what you do or what you don't do. No, sin is governmental. So if it starts with smoking, don't worry. It's taking you to another destination entirely. So if it starts with lying, don't worry. It's taking you to where you steal billions and you will not even think about it. That's what sin wants to do. But we thank the Lord, because the Lord is bringing an opening unto us. I love that word. Opening unto us. A storehouse. That is why they can open it to you and you are not receiving from the storehouse. Amen. So in the time of famine like this, the Lord must help us to be receiving from the storehouse of grace, from the storehouse of power, from the storehouse of revelation. They can make it open and you are not receiving it, or you are not being blessed by it. So it's not enough for you to wake up and come to church like this. Is that, are you ready to fetch from grace, from the storehouse? Is that, are you ready to receive from the storehouse that has been made available? We are not here just to celebrate you. We are not here to pamper you. We are not here to make you feel good. We are here so that you can be part of this storehouse. Because as many that I received from this storehouse, they were the one that was kept from the famine. Everybody that was not connected to this storehouse, they died. They withered away. They perished. They were not able to exist or survive. So are you ready for the storehouse? Wednesday, a release of a storehouse. When they say they opened all the storehouse, Wednesday is the time of opening. Thank God now it's in your house. You have to stay with it to receive from the storehouse of grace. To receive from the storehouse. The Lord will bless us in the name of Jesus. So this is what Jesus came to give us. Is that he came to open a storehouse for humanity. So that man can be rescued from perishing. That man can be saved totally. We can be saved to the uttermost. I say you can be saved to the uttermost. So that is one thing that is happening to the nations. Can you give me Revelation 18? Revelation 18. There is something that was said there. I just want to open scripture so that we go to this. And after these things I saw, just look at the promises of God. He said, and I saw the angel come down from heaven, having a great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is falling. He's fallen and he's become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean spirit and hateful bird. Yes. He said, for all nations, still all nation. He said, I've drunk of the wine of the wrath of our fornication. That's the nations. Either black, either Hindu, everyone. He said, for all have sinned and fall short. That is why when daddy was saying that we don't know love, they need to come and teach us love. Love is not infatuation. Oh my God, you are not getting it. Love is not just smiling and laughing. Love is not what we think it is. Love is a knowledge. That's why Philippians was praying for them that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Because by the time you enter into the marriage, hallelujah, you know, one lady was speaking to me this week. He said, me and my husband courted for 6 years. He said, I don't know what happened in the marriage. I said, for the last 6 years, so you don't observe anything. And I'm beginning to know it's not about how many years you court or you don't court. Because there's a mystery in friendship. They are all imported by the world. You feel that maybe when you stay long, when you court, you know, and you go to every place, you enjoy. That arrangement, you can't know yourself. Daddy, I've said it. That is why we don't encourage boyfriend and girlfriend here. You are deceiving yourself. You don't know anything. That arrangement permits deception. That arrangement permits packaging. That arrangement permits many things. But by the time you come to marriage, you come into more openness. Because marriage is a structure or a system that doesn't permit some things. Amen. So that is why when you are talking love, it's not, hey, by the time you now marry your wife, beautiful ebony. On that wedding day, you are just praying that the pastor should finish the message. Because the hip is confusing you. You are just trusting God. You are just holding yourself and every other thing. Oh my God. If I tell you what I faced on my own wedding day. Pastor, after deception, after deception, the hold up we met was almost three. We were trying to avoid the odor of Oja. We went to go and pass it on the garage. How many of you know it on the garage? We wanted to enter through Danjuma. That day, some boys were fighting. They just blocked the road. Monije, wala de. We tried, before we came out from that place, we tried another route. Where, no, this route will be good. By the time we go and went to another place, we enter into another hold up. By the time we got to roadblock, now wala. Even the person carrying himself can't even go again. He has to drop in roadblock. I just say, hey, want you arrange me lane? Ni to yeah, join bad or join yomi. Today, when you want to draw to me lane, but hey, don't be my village people. They fight me today. Ah! I was desiring the Lord. It was not the Lord actually. Okay, it's the Lord. I was desiring the coming of the Lord. But do you know that you need life to maintain a wife? Because that face will not always be shining. By the time he says sweetheart in the morning, the thing will just ooze out like the oh. And you have to kiss that mouth. You have to keep loving. So that's why you can't do it by your cheerfulness. That is why the nations of the earth are confused. They don't know it. He said, all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of our fornication. And the kings of the earth, nobody is spared. You don't even know the oppression of the kings of the earth. Daddy was talking about one person, one man, global man. By the time you see them, you love them. Wickedness is not, the way. In fact, wickedness is not what we think is wickedness. Wickedness is not wickedness until you love it. That's why those that orchestrate wickedness is not wicked if you can hate it from afar. Anything you hate on a normal thing is not wickedness. Wickedness is first thing that you buy into. You are ready to it before you now realize that, we have been deceived. Because that's deception. That's why we call it a clever tricks. That's the work. Because you have to buy you in and engage you in fraud. Because anybody that defrauds you is smarter than you. It is when you are now into it, you will now be tracing the trajectory. Ah, I said this one day, and I did not recognize. And he said this, then you now be connecting the OT together. Along the line, he has been playing you, but you were not able to recognize it. That's the wicked man. That's the kings of the earth. Kings of the earth are men that we will love. Nothing is pure. Even your fashion is not pure anymore. Drugs, pharmaceutical, I've said it. They have been corrupted. Media is not the media you used to know those days. Media have been bought over. Censored. So a whole lot of things is happening. Because the kings of the earth, they have slept with that. And also the nations of the earth have slept with them also. You don't know the meaning. When nobody is Mark Zuckerberg. They are not ordinary men. Pastor, this was telling us. They are not ordinary. They are strong forces of the earth. They are not like the king we have around there. They are decision policy makers. I'm telling you, kings, president bows to kings. Pastor, this was telling us in Futa. President bows to kings. If Elon Musk come today, Tinubu, we have to go and embrace him and meet him. Because they determine a whole lot in your nation. They are not in Nigeria, but they are actually in Nigeria. Because they are on your bed. They are with you. Their foothold is with you. You can't do without using their product in a day. They say, and the merchandise of the earth as was rich through the abundance of our, that is what they serve. It's delicacy. That's what they serve. That is why Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were able to stand. That they were able to discover that this is not just beans. This is not just vegetable. There is something about this table. There is a spirit on that table. That's why they said, no, oh kings, we are okay. We are okay. Just leave us with this. We will eat this and we are okay. Because they are able to discern. He said, Shadrach, Meshach. He said, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. They said they are okay with this. Because they know that what Nebuchadnezzar was serving is not ordinary food. They are food that can corrupt and pollute a man. They are food that you can go on a journey, can take you to another end that you did not even bargain for at all. The Lord will help us in this season in the name of Jesus. So what we are saying, just give me that revelation. Stay in that revelation. Stay in that revelation. Stay in that revelation. Okay, verse 4. That's the abundance of our delicacies. He said, and I heard the voice from the heavens saying, come out. Come out. When you see this scripture now, you just think it's simple as they say it here. This is the reason for the old gospel of how a man can come out. You can't come out by yourself. They were asking a question in Hebrews 2. Just leave this place. He said, how shall we escape? Because by yourself, the web structure of sin on the head is tied to the point that you can't on yourself escape. So he said, come out of us, that ye may be not partaker of our sin. So the reason for the gospel is to bring to us how to come out. That is why we can't approach the Bible with our head knowledge. We can't. We need to wait on the Spirit, because it's spiritually coded. He said, you read the scripture. You think that in them you have eternal life. You can't be a believer. When I say, somebody was arguing on Facebook, I was just checking. He said, everybody, the church is a scam. The church is this, the church is that. Everybody should go and read the Bible for themselves. I know you did not read Physics by yourself. They brought teacher to you. You did not read Lambert by yourself. You did not read optometry by yourself. Why will a university invest in lecturers? Do you know how much they invest? Tech fund. They invest in books. They invest in library. Why do you think they do that? If you can teach yourself, go into your house and read by yourself. You can't know the... When people just say, go and read your Bible yourself. Oh, church is a scam. Oh, man, bam, oh, pastor alone. They are just eating tithe. They are just eating the offering. They are just... I say, a young believer that got born again today. What will death understand about the scripture? That we are still rescued from death. You have not even come to the milk of the word already. A babe. You are not even you are coming to a babe. You can't... The scripture is not what you can just carry by yourself and understand. Because it's spiritual. By the time they told Isaiah, cry. Daddy have said it. If it is you, you will go and be crying up and down. Isaiah 40. Cry. What shall I cry? Cry. Cry. He said, cry. Do you know one thing that amazes me about that Ethiopian eunuch? Do you know Ethiopian eunuch was sincere? When he was reading, and when is it Philip that joined him on his chariot? He said, understandeth what thou read? He was reading from Isaiah 53. He said, how can I? That's a sincere heart. And that's a heart that we must always have. How can I? Do you think he's not a knowledgeable man? He was sent by Ethiopia. Ethiopia was one of the countries that was not colonized. Ethiopia was ancient in philosophy and knowledge. You don't know the meaning, they don't colonize Ethiopia. He was from the high-ranking caliber of the kings. He was sent. He was an ambassador. So it's not English that is his problem. But he has a heart that knows that there is more about this book. Somewhere there, we carry it, we can share it. At my bop, you don't know. Oh, it's simple. This. It's not literacy, it's not head knowledge.
No, Eminio, no. Eminio, no. Eminio, no. Abandono. Eminio, no. Asatomia. Rote, coco, cana. Run, run, run. Run, asanto.
Is the way, and we always be learned the way. You see, how can I know these things unless somebody explain them to me? We need explanation. He said, except some man. You still see man. You know, we're in a generation that doesn't want man. You know, Gen Z doesn't want it. They don't want man. They just want to be by themselves, for themselves, alone with themselves. There is nothing you want to be on the head that you don't need man, sir. You are deceiving yourself. You are the real training. You need a man that will guide you, that will hold you by the hand. Because men are actually the storehouse. Men are the one that will open you to trials. That's why I say he gave some apostle, prophet, and teachers. He didn't say perfection first. He first gave this to achieve perfection, perfecting the saint. Because if you don't have men, forget about the remaining verse. The whole of Ephesians was hanging on these men. That's why verse 1 was talking about apostle, by the will of God, called. Because the whole scripture is hanging on these men. Because they are the one that will bring the resources of perfection. You can't talk about the work of the ministry if men are not arising. He said, one man. You need a man in your life. Amen. You need a man. So church is a place where we must locate men. I know it's a time that many people want to fellowship with Jesus in their room. Oh, my pastor is on Instagram. My pastor is on cable. My pastor in the morning. Only you, your pastor. You are deceiving yourself. You lie. You see that thing that you are doing? That is why you have army. Not just a soldier. It's a congregation. You have troop of dancers. So the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. He said, and I heard a loud voice. He said, come out of her. So what the Lord is doing this season for us is that he's learning, teaching us how to actually come out. Because there is a way to come out. There is a protocol of coming out. There is an order. We can't worship God if we don't learn what is worship. Amen. He said, God is a spirit. They that must worship in spirit and in truth. We don't worship by clapping our hands. We don't worship by singing. Anybody can sing. Have you heard Rihanna sing? We can't reduce worship to singing. When those people are singing, nations bow. Michael Jackson will stand on the podium and women will be slain. Go and look like they like the last outing of all these guys. When they sing, the people will practically, there was one, is it Lin Wei? That his teeth is very, when Lin Wei sings, there was a country that was singing and people were practically fornicating. He was calling for the spirit. you don't know. Devil also is looking for a man. You think it's only you that is looking for a man. He said, I saw for a man. Because if he can get one, he can get many. You know what people are doing? They'll be fighting for to enter the stadium. Shut down O2 Base Arena. You don't know what it means. When you see Burna Boy, they are not ordinary guys. They are anointed by spirit. If you stand before them somewhere there, if light is not culturing you, you'll be feeling inferior. You will lose what? Or what to say? Because of the brightness that is in them. So worship is not a voice. Anybody can sing anything. But when we talk of a worship, is that a worshiper must learn the protocol of service. That is that's the whole reason for the gospel of Jesus coming, that a servant, we can be forced a servant, that we can now offer worship to God. He said, must worship in spirit and in truth. To be in spirit is not spooky. You know, there's a way to talk about one spirit. I'm like church in here. Those days when we were small. But she more church for bono that they were sharing. Is how they roll on the floor. Or how the share is being scattered. And yeah, it's all junior bono. That's why I like revival hour. Me, I like revival hour. I don't like it. Hey, just put your hands on your head like this. You just be falling down. Blah, 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 blah. God still does that. We can fall. I'm not against that. But beyond falling, you can fall and something's not falling inside you. It's a different thing for your body to fall and spirit are falling. Or your soul to fall. Because your body is the housing of your soul. Your body can fall, but your soul is still standing. Because you still wake up from there and still go and backbite. Even the pastor that did deliverance, you go and backbite the pastor. The pastor that laid hands on you. Hey, there, the pastor. Hey, there, the pastor. Oh, like, oh, oh, like, oh. It's still the same people that pray for you that they were rolling on the floor. The Lord is calling us to be a worshiper. He said, be a worshiper. You can be a worshiper. It's not just a church goer. I don't want to be a church goer. We don't want to be a signpost that just points people. And yet we are not going nowhere. We are arriving nowhere. The apostle knew clear cut where they were going. He said, Paul said, I have fought a good fight of faith. I have finished my... That man was not playing pranks. He was not playing. He knew the curriculum and he pursued it. And there we are. We can be in church for 10 years and people don't even know what the church is. We don't know the curriculum. We don't know what we stand for. We don't know what we do. The only thing we just do is to come and read newspaper and sit down, look at the face of the pastor. That's not the church. It's that worshiper must arise, that must learn the spirit, and that must learn the truth. I love that Reverend Kayode song. You love that song so much. Come back, soul, and learn the spirit. It's a thing that we begin to learn of how those things are going to be done. Can you give me that revelation? I just feel we should play around that. We should stay around that place rather. He said that ye be not partakers of our sins and that ye receive not of our plague. Hallelujah. He said for our sins have reached unto the heavens and God has remembered our iniquity. Can you give me Revelation 15? Revelation 15 verse, I think, 1 or 2. Just to see the promises of God for us. In this season that we are in, to help us know how to pursue. You see, and I saw another sign in the heaven, great and marvelous. Seven angels, having the seven last plague, for in them is filled with the wrath of God. Yes? He said, and I saw, as it were, a sea of glass, mingled with fire, them that have gotten the victory over the beast. A generation is arising. He said, them that has gotten the victory over the beast and over his image. Image is born out of imagination. Image is born out. That is why I say casting down every thought and acting that exalted himself against the knowledge of God. Image, and he was mentioning them, bringing them to obey Christ. If they give us a note now, Daddy said it, that there is a long list of what we are going to write. If they give us, what do you want? They can't even answer that question they asked Solomon. They say, ask for one thing. Many of us in that one thing, that one line, we have sub, until the whole page is full. In addition, there will now be seen and, but, though, furthermore, Because there are matters in our heart. People may look quiet, but they are not quiet. That is why humility is not, Baba, how are you doing? I'm fine, sir. How are you doing? This man doesn't talk. This is a spirit. That's not humility. Humility is a state of your heart. How tremble can you be at the word of God? How contrite and broken are you when the word of God comes? Amen. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So what are we saying here? He said, who has over the image and over his mark? One of the things I don't like in the book of Revelation, this is one of the things I don't like. Especially when you watch the Mount Zion movie there, about the, is it the end of, there's one title they do, they talk about Mark, Antichrist, 666. We don't watch that Mount Zion movie. That's the rapture. Is it the rapture? Or the end of the age? The beginning of the end, yes, by Mount Zion. That movie was terrible. By the time you see what they were facing after Jesus left. But you know that the mark is not actually really the physical mark. The Bible is terrible. Especially Revelation. Thank God for a parent that can able to expose it. Don't wait for the day. They will not write 66 on your head. That day will not come. I will not receive the mark. I will not receive the mark. Hello, my Jay. You are now singing. Hello, my Jay. No, me. Like, Bamako. I can't throw. In it come. You may, it's not about physical mark. It's about what you bear. It's about what you stand for. It's about what informs your decision. That's the mark. Anytime flesh prevail, you have the mark. Why do you want to go to Abuja? Why do you want to go to Port Harcourt? Why do you even want to stay back in Akure? Pastor was citing an example the other time. The reason why you are struggling to stay, you are looking at who to marry. You have sized everybody up. Job Unonshi. That guy. He works in primary school. Olam, olam, olam. He said he works in no pay in Akure. Show pay them, I pay Misha. Pampe. Show my pay Misha. You have sized every. You are already in the mark. Because you are judging by the eyes of flesh. He said we walk by faith and not by sight. So mark is not a physical. Mark is an understanding. Revelation is terrific. It's the number of man. You are 666. It's an understanding of a man. That is why the reason for us is to deliver us from 666. To bear God's mark. That's why Paul said, let no man troubles me, for I bear in my body. Paul knew when they engrafted the marks on him. Oh my God, what is his mark? His mark against mark. When Agabus called him aside, they said, Paul, you are going to die in Jerusalem. Because a man of mark, why are you troubling me? I'm not ready to be bound. Agabus, I'm ready to die. That's a man with mark. The reason for church is for you to bear mark. If you are coming here, you are not bearing mark, or yours is your case, because you must be tattooed all over your body with mark. And how do they do it? Is that I will write. Hebrews said, in the last day, I will write my laws in their mind. That's when they start doing the work. They will stare on you and write upon you. That's the mark. I begin to tell God that in Akure Church, if there's anything I want to see, is I want to see the men that bear mark. That can bear the mark of the gospel. That they are standing for the gospel. So it's not about the CCCs here. All these things they are doing here is a program. Most time when they are operating it, you won't know. It's a software. It's a soft work. It's a soft skill. You were not there when they started Facebook now, but you are using Facebook now. To go, you were not there. TikTok, you were not there. They buy you into it. You are enjoying it now. You are making money from it. But somebody is the overseer of everything. Not smiling. So it's just like that too. All these ones, beast, image, marks, over the number of his name. And you know that the reason why we are here is to bear the name. He said, baptizing them in the name of the Father. All what we have been told, I'm just reminding us. In the name of the Son. And in the name of the Holy Ghost. Everybody is bearing one name or the other. There is nobody that is headless. There is nobody that doesn't have a name that you are bearing. He said that they are engrafting this name onto you. He said, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name. That name is not what you do like this. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. You now cross one white something. You now cross it. You have done baptism. You have not known anything. This name is a teaching. They will stir you, teaching them. to understand the name. There is something about Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is beyond Shakra Barabasha. You start from there, but you must know the person of the Holy Ghost until you bear the name. That is why they told them, get for us seven men of good reputation. They say full of the Holy Ghost and with power. It's because they have written that name upon them. That is why they can bear the name. So the gospel is about name. The gospel is about name. Whose name are you bearing? Whose name are you bearing? That spirit, look at this. Is this the sons of Sceva? I don't even know them. They said Paul has already registered his name in the spirit. Paul's name is everywhere. Everybody is subscribing. There's no problem. Peter, we know. But who are you? Who are you? We don't know your trademark. You don't have a name. Do you have a name this morning? That's the reason why we are here. Do you know that all the things that Daddy is teaching us for us to have a name? Daddy said we must learn the culture to bow. How many of us have been practicalizing it? Like this. Some of us, we can stand from now to tomorrow. You don't fear no man. It's a culture in the spirit. Paul said, I bow my knees. I may still go there. Go and check. He said, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family. That's where it started. How much do you bow? How much do you bow? These are the things, these are the form that we must take. Because most of the time we can't take the substance until we take this form. So we must not be down. You know, somewhere there, when we are doing things, you'll be bowing down, you'll be doing like this. Is that how it is? Keep doing it. Once they start talking to you and you accept that and you are talked down, you are gone already. Start with the form. You may not have it inside of you, but along the line, that spirit will rest upon you. Grace will rest upon you. What Abraham did when he welcomed those two strangers to his house, the spirit of the Lord, he has been doing it before that day that he received those three men. That was not his first time that he woke up and killed a ram, everything. It's a training that Abraham has been doing. It's what has been made of Abraham. So these are the things that must make us that he receives strangers. Daddy was talking about hospitality. Most of the gospel rests on hospitality. Do you know what happened on that day? They discuss eternal discussion with him. They discuss Sodom with him. He said, how will I go and not tell Abraham, my friend? What if Abraham did not welcome him that day? Because actually, they were actually going to Abraham's house. Abraham was aligned with the visitation of heaven. That they said it now. We can't do anything without informing Abraham. Why tell you see Abraham in the first place? It was Abraham that spotted them when he was sitting under the tent. And he welcomed them to his house. So you will know a man that is apt in righteousness. That is aligning in righteousness. And that is why they could break this curse. He said, for you surely shall become great and mighty. That is why hospitality is a thing that we must learn. That we must do. That's what the gospel rests on. Most of them, go and check. Is it that woman too? That widow of Sarephath that welcomed Elijah. Go and check the discourse that they have with them by the reason of welcoming them to their household. These are the things that we must begin to labor on, that the Lord will help us. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Can you give me Revelation 14? I think he has something to say. I don't know why we are looking at Revelation. Last week, Pastor Alfred was talking about Revelation. Pastor Alfred started from there. It was a great blessing. He said, and I look, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name. The Lord will write his name upon us. This thing will not just be a lingua. They say having is, anytime I see having, is a possessive noun. It's possession. When Paul said, we have this treasure in Hetzin, you can't take it from us. Even though our vessel is Hetzin, but one thing that we know is that we have this treasure. One is yours. You must labor to have. It's war. As Daddy speaks like this, one thing is going on, spirits are going. And you must be able to trap it in time. Because if you are not careful, that's why Hebrews was warning us. Just stay on this scripture. Don't let this slip away from us. Because they are tiny. The resources are tiny. They are not tiny. They are tiny. He said, having the Father's name written in their forehead. Yes, verse 2. He said, and I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many. So that's why I'm so happy, because what the Lord is doing is many. He said, having the voice of many waters and the voice of great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers, appeared with their harps, and they sang, as it were, a new song. This song will emerge in our day. Oh, you are not saying it. Pastor Debo started with Jesus is the eternal song. We will sing that song. That Jesus will be in our lips and in our heart. Jesus will be in our home. Because there is a way you can park your home away from church. Have you not seen like that? You know, as we do now, some people can, there is a posture you put on in church. When we get to your office, it's a different thing entirely. But that we can be one and we can be whole. He said, and they sang with a new song, the song before the throne and before the first beast and the elders, and no man could learn that song. But the 144,000, they were redeemed. Do you know redemption is going on? That is what we are partaking of. The Lord will strengthen our strength in Jesus' name, that we can be able to receive all that the Lord has for us. There is so much the Lord has for us. There is so much. Can you give me the prayer of Paul in Philippians 3 verse 17? Let me look at the prayers. Daddy has stayed on that scripture. That's the prayer of Paul. Ephesians 3 verse 17. That's the prayer of Paul. Verse 17. I love when Kenneth E. Hagin, this is the prayer that he said he was praying. Most of the time in his books, he said he prayed this prayer. Verse 16. Can you give me from the beginning? I bow my... You see, of whom the whole family in heaven and on earth. Now, when you hear this family now, you will just think it's normal physical heaven and physical earth. These are men, no? When you say heaven, it's men. It's not just a location. He said that I bow my knees. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus, of whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named. What will now happen? That he will grant unto you according to the riches of his glory. Now, this grant is a thing that we're going to enjoy. He has granted us in the past. He will still grant us, and he will yet grant unto us. Do you know that there was a time that being born again was something great? Eh? Being born again was something massive, was something powerful, and we must not look down on that. Because we can have a generation that says, I want to share born again. No. Born again is high. For a spirit to be transformed is high. It's not small. It's not low. That's a measure. Do you know in the days of our parents, those days, people travel 3 months. When you hear tarry, people can tarry for 3 months for them to receive the Holy Ghost that you receive by faith now. Tarry, pray. Sometimes people don't even receive it. They will come back in the next year for them to receive the Holy Ghost. But we thank God there is a grant. There was a time in this community, in this water, when we were talking at the faith of the Son. It was as if, we have come to the end of it. The Lord just opened another chapter. And that is why the Lord is opening chapter again to us. Because as a people, we must be receiving leading every time. He said that he will grant unto you. I'm telling us that there is a grant in the past. There is a grant now. And there is a grant he will yet show us. That according to the riches, that what will happen is that we can be strengthened with might by his spirit. Say, I will be strengthened by his spirit. When you see a man of strength, his walk. And we can't be strengthened just by mouth. We will need to be strengthened by laboring on what has been given to us. Staying with what has been given to us. Staying with it. Looking at it all night and day. That is where riches are ministered unto you. Because this strength is riches. This strength, they are riches. He said, by spirit in the inner man. Yes, verse 17. He said that Christ made what? Made dwell. New creation realities don't like this one. Because they feel that in the beginning, everything has been in you. He said Christ may dwell. It's not compulsory. It's still optional. You have to ensure that Christ dwell in your heart. That is the label. Is that Christ can be in our heart. He said by faith. So when we are doing faith, when we are hearing faith, is that it's bringing the dwelling place of Christ. He said that being rooted in this season will be rooted and grounded. I'm not saying that being rooted in church. You can be rooted for 10 years and be a deacon, and yet your life is not deacon. Because deacon is not a title. Deacon is a life. They spell it out in Timothy. Bishop is not a title. He that desired the office of a bishop. What did he desire? He desired a good work. They are not a title. They are a life. The minimal level everybody should get to is a deacon. You should be a bishop. It's a lifestyle. That is why I say that we can be rooted and we can be grounded in love. That as we come, the Lord will strengthen our feet in this season. That we can be, where you say you are rooted and grounded, is that you are able to give it over to your children. It's not yet yours. If you are not being able to hand it over to your children that can continue with life. He said that we may be able to comprehension with all the saints, all of us in Akure Church, we can be able to understand that when they are speaking, just know it's not about one person or group of persons, it's that everybody can respond to the rhythm of his word. And that's my prayer. He said, you may be able, and to be able is that you must develop muscle. Eh? When you say able men, eh? Real men, they are able men. They are not able because they are man. They are able because they should be able to use their strength. Do you get what I'm trying to say now? So that we can be able to comprehend with all the saints. Husband should be able to comprehend with the wife. Amen. By the reason of staying together, you must have alignment in the spirit. You must be laboring. You must be pursuing that. How can we comprehend what that is saying? When instruction comes, the wife is embracing it, the husband is embracing it, the household are embracing it, and see the reality of what is in there. That's when we are talking of comprehension, that we will be able in this season. The Lord will give you a capacity in the name of Jesus, that we will be strong, that we can bear the body in the name of Jesus. He said, what is the bread? When daddy got here, my child said, Kai, wala de. So that means that we have a lot to do. He said, what is the breadth? What is the length? What is the depth? What is the height? I now ask myself, where am I in this thing? So the verse. He said, and to know the love of Christ. That's your first love. The realm of God is a realm of love. I think you know that. It's love upon love. It's love, fervent love. But we can't love God if you don't have the love of Christ. That is the reason why they are ministering charity to us. If you can't love, then forget about it. Jesus said, if you can't love the men that you see, how can you love the things of the Spirit? The reason for the brotherhood is that we can use love and we can use it in the Spirit. Because most of the time, people think that if I stay in my room, pray, do everything, you can't be okay. God placed the church for your growth. If you don't love the brother you see, how will you express love for the invisible? If you have not used the visible, it's not possible. They told Nicodemus, they said, if we make the earthly thing an example for you and you don't understand, how will you understand the heavenly things? That is why in this season you must use your faith well. Because I have a problem personally. If you are not using the milk of the word well, if you have not used your faith to get 5,000, you need money. You complain all around. You make the phone call. You make the contact. You call your uncle in Abuja. You have not stayed in a place to pray and to receive 5,000. How will you receive the invisible? When you have not even used it. Because these things that we are talking about, we must have ability to use them. That's why I say, he that useth milk, you see, useth milk, is unskillful in the word of righteousness. This thing that they are telling us is a user. When you say a charity man is a man that is using. He's using the faith. He's a user. That is why, for example, you call somebody. So knowledge is not enough until we turn it to using. That's why when you call somebody to come and work in your house, you call it craft. You call a plumber to come and work in your house. And when he got to your house, please help me fix this thing. And he brought out a laptop. And he was telling you, you know, the dimensional aspect of plumbing. There are 3 types of plumbing. There are 10 types. Or you call Bro Joshua. He's a videographer. He now comes to your house. He now says, you know, there are 3 aspects of videography. You have videography, scopy. We have copy, scopography. You are, what will you say? You just pursue. Because it's not a user. What you are looking for is a user that can be able to bring the craft, that can do the job. That is why there is a vast difference between knowledge and wisdom and understanding. They are not the same. Knowledge alone is not enough. We must move from knowledge to understanding. That is why Paul prayed for the Colossians. He said that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So a charity man is a wise man. Where you see Timothy? For you have learned the Holy Scripture, which has made you wise unto salvation. So a charity man is a user of wisdom. Because knowledge has seated to become wisdom. Wisdom is the end of it. Because what the enemy is also selling is wisdom. Clever tricks is wisdom. When the enemy came to Jesus, what he was selling was wisdom. So that is why we can't afford not to gain the wisdom that the scripture be. We'll be in trouble. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. He says, so that you can know the love. in this season is not something that we will speculate. It's that we must come to know the love of Christ. The love of Jesus. And that how we are going to know love is by service. Daddy was telling us, you can't know love. Because this love we are talking about is a giving love. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave. Every love that is selfish and self-centered is not love. Run away from such love. Because when you say it's love, love is a servant. Love is service. Love is service. We must be ready to serve one another. Serve. That's when we say that the knowledge, he said that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Filling and fullness is not the same thing. You can be filled and not full. The gospel is to bring us to the fullness. Christ is still a filling. It's not yet the fullness of God. When you see the way Paul uses scripture, you will know that Paul are not writing anyhow. You can fill the water in your, what's it called, flask. But the flask is not full. But that filling will bring you to the fullness. So as you are being filled constantly, that is why he told them that being filled every time, you must be filled with the Spirit of God. Every time. He said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly. We can't talk about exceedingly, abundantly, if you are not being filled. The people that will be qualified for the exceeding and abundant, they are people that has been filled. He said, and all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Give me the Ephesians prayer also. I feel we should stay on that prayer before we round up. Ephesians prayer. Those prayers are very key for us. Cease not to give thanks unto you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, what will you do? May give unto you. In this season, the Lord will give unto us. But do you know that there is a two-party there? The one that wants to give, the one that is a receiver. Even if a university, they employ the best lecturer, they have the best library, they have the best conducive environment. Because when school wants to advertise, that's what they show on screen. But at the end of the day, the student is not ready to learn. What will the school do? So it's a two-way thing. As they want to give, are we ready to receive? Because they don't force things. You see, I place before you life and death. So here this morning is a time of decision making. Either you are going for God or you are going for the hurt. But I want to assure you, tell me one person that I've gone after the word and came back with a good report and say, oh, the word has blessed me. I'm telling you, Solomon tried it. All invention, whittle invention. What did he say at the end of the day? He said, vanity upon vanity. You don't know Solomon. He said, my eyes did not deny myself of anything I want. Go and keep two women in your house. I know how easy it is. Because these are things that we must begin to. These are what they want to give. Say, we give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge. This revelation is not the sharing revelation. It's a revelation that raises. It's a revelation that builds. It's a revelation that transforms. It's a revelation that changes lives. Because any revelation that is not changing you, go and throw it away. The test, the acid test of a revelation is that, are you becoming better? Last year to this year, count your blessing. Is there a difference? Are you increasing? He said, and the child grew and was strong in the spirit. The reason for your coming here is that you can grow. Growth must not be far from you. Every day you must embrace growth. He said that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. What will now happen? You will know. There is something you will know. The word. The gospel is what? The gospel is a content. Jesus is not just here to give you anything. He wants to give you himself. What did I say? He wants to give you himself. He said the words of the gospel is the content of that gospel. What makes up the gospel is the hope of the gospel. When a man knows hope, there is a way it purifies a man. The reason why we are who we are is because we don't have hope. It's not clear to us. Hallelujah. It's not clear to us. Once a thing is clear to us, once we know the end from the beginning, there is a way we run. Once BS is in front of you, nobody, as anybody come and tell you, please go to class. Nobody will tell you go to class. Nobody tells you to good night class. But by yourself, because the hope is clear to you, you order your step aright by your conversation. He said the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? Yes. What is the exceeding greatness of his power? I pray that we will know the exceeding greatness of his power. But do you know that this prayer is not for babes? Because you must first attain to power before you know the exceeding greatness of his power. The exceeding greatness of his power will not be given to babes. What is expected of a babe is to grow up. Is he an heir as long as he's a child? Differeth not from a slave. Even though they give all the properties, they will it to the child. But if the child is a babe, he's not mature, he can't undo these things. That is why they say the exceeding greatness of his power. The church must be open to power. They must learn power. Power is charity. Power is the knowing of Christ. Christ is power. When you are able to forgive, it's power. I'm telling you. When you are able to let go, you are coming into power. Because that's the power of the age to come. Miracle is not the power. I must say that again. Anything they do in the Old Testament is not the real thing. What did I say? They raise the dead. They do everything. That's not the reason for the New Testament. The reason for the New Testament is that man can grow. Is that man can change. Is that man can turn. And that's the reason for the New Testament. I think you know that. Do you know how many miracles Elijah did? Do you know how many miracles Elijah did? That cannot be the reason for Jesus coming. That cannot be. There is much more that Jesus came. He said, you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people. So the reason for the New Testament is salvation. If you take salvation from the New Testament, that's, they have taken everything. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Can I see that prayer? Okay, according to the workings. I love that word. Workings. What is working inside of you? That's a question this morning. Is there a workings inside of you? That should be the question. What is working inside of us? Is it according to the workings of his mighty power? Sometimes we are a generation that we can stay on screen for long. Our phone is full. When you want to go and buy a phone, I was in a, what's it called? Slot. Was it these days? A lady wanted to buy a phone. She was concerned about the gig, about the memory card. And that's who we are. Because that's one thing we ask, the RAM and the, what's it called? The memory. And I'm beginning to see that, wow. But we don't ask that in the spirit. What's my RAM? And what's my gig? In the spirit. And I say there's wallow. And our phones and our gadgets can be full. But do you know that we have the highest gig inside of us? Human brain is one of the most largest gig that you can ever talk about. How much of it have we filled? We are looking for gadget that is 200 gig. You are going for that laptop. What is concerned is about how gig the gigram that you have. 500 gig, all this thing gig. But your own gig is empty. You are not gigging anything. Everything that is inside is this earth. Everything that is inside. The Lord wants to bring us to a place where what is inside of us is that there is a working constantly. That this thing is working inside of us. And that he has told us. One of the working that we must do, male man, they told us instructions that you go and invest in your wife. Did we hear that? You must invest in your wife. What's the first investment? Spiritual investment. You must labor. Daddy said that your wife must also come up. You can't be married for 10 years and your wife is still the same lady that you brought into your house. That woman must increase in your hand. That woman must grow in your hand. Oh, you can say I'm a single brother now. It doesn't concern me. In fact, you are more concerned because our sisters around you must be safe. And you must be able to help sisters around you to grow. You must encourage them. You must empower them. You must stay on them that until they become better version of themselves, what God wants them to become. So in this season, the Lord will help us that all these instructions, as we are looking at them, what they are doing is that they are forming a workings inside of us. As we are doing those working, then we are becoming more better. We are becoming more precious on the face of the earth. He said the precious, like precious faith, is that a people will arise that will be so precious in the name of Jesus. Can you give me lastly Colossians? Colossians 1. He says, since the head of your faith in the Lord Jesus and of the love, you now see, the love you have to all the saints. If we don't do that, we are going nowhere. If we are not using the love to all the saints. He said, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the gospel, in the word of the gospel of truth, yes, which is to come. Go to that prayer specifically. He said, for this cause, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. Yes, what will now happen? And to desire that you might be what? Filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Verse 10. What will now happen? We can be able to walk. We want to see many walking people in the house. Oh, you are not saying amen. Are you tired this morning? It's a cold morning. Cold Sunday morning of Father's Day. And I know our wives are prepared to give us a... I think the next romantic friend, they say sisters should bring gift for their husband. Let me announce it very well. They say sisters should bring gift for their pastor. Can we announce it very well? Sisters should bring gift for their... So please, don't forget to... My wife is hearing now. Let me use this opportunity. Carry over. We must not carry it. Sister Fisaya is smiling. I trust her. Amen. So what we're saying is that in this season, the Lord will help us to walk. It's not just a walk. There is a description of the walk. He said to walk worthy of the Lord. As many churches anyhow, you know, we can sing a song. In your presence, anything goes. Kowo bi mo se wa. Kowo bi mo se se. Kowo. Pastor, that song made me remember the prayer you prayed for us on Tuesday. When they were to bring the people that would serve Nebuchadnezzar. Do you know the quality? Please show me that scripture. When Pastor was reading that scripture on Tuesday, the thing blew my mind. Just for you to serve Nebuchadnezzar, the condition was almost 7. For you to serve earthly king, I want to sing something about that song. Because there's a way we dance about it. With the gele. And everybody is okay. And everybody is fine with it. But we know that there is much more to that. For you to serve in the king's treasury, his work. Daniel, verse 4. Hallelujah. He said, children, can we see that? Children in whom with no blemish. 1. But well favored. Can we count it? Let's say it now. And skillful in all wisdom. Even that skillful and wisdom, we can say there are 2. There are 2 in 1. But let's just say 3. Cunning in knowledge. Understanding science. And such had ability in them to stand in the king's palace. Whom they might teach the learning. Let's say it now. And the tongue of the Chaldeans. They are not the same. You can learn it and you don't have the tongue. What profession does for you is to give you a tongue? You understand? Now, what lawyer do, you can do it, but there is a tongue. What doctor do, you can prescribe it, but there is a tongue at which they do it. Yes, the next one. He said, and the king appoints unto them a daily. Okay, how many? It's 7 now. 8. Just for them to stand before Nebuchadnezzar. Who now told you that anything will go in the presence of God? It doesn't take anything. It doesn't. That's why when you want to mention the criteria of a bishop, he highlighted the criteria of a bishop. He highlighted the criteria of a deacon. It is either you are in these things or you fall out. So when we come to church, it's not just a place where we clap our hands and do anyhow we like. No, we have expectation. Paul said, I desire. He would say, I desire. There is a desire and expectation over us. Everybody, all of us as we are, desire. That is why we can't live anyhow we like. Some of us, we don't live with a sense of accountability. Some of us, anytime you are traveling, you just carry your bag. If you are lucky, you tell your wife. If you are not lucky, you don't even tell your wife. Not to talk of pastor. You don't even tell pastor. Where is bro Tade? Bro Tade is in Ibadan. Bro Tade is in Lagos. That's not a sense. That's not church. You are not yet part of the church. Because there must be a sense of, most of the time we think, when they are talking about disciples, our pastors will give accountability of us. It's in the scripture. It's there. There is a sense of church that we must have. I'm not saying this because I'm a pastor. Sometimes people don't come to church. No text, no message, nothing. You are just okay. But in your office, you dare not do that. You dare not do that. You will sign in. If you are going on leave, how many? You will already write. My own office now, you must write 2 months before. Or maybe 1 month. You must inform them. If you miss 1 day, you are not going for leave for us. If you are mistaken, you ought to write for 30 days. You didn't write that before 30 days. Maybe it's 29 days short. They won't give you for us. Do you get what I'm trying to say now? If there is a way we conduct ourselves, we are calling for this meeting. Sometimes I just look. Some people will come maybe 10 minutes after. Or we are finished. You just come gallantly. Just walking. Well, you can sit down and have your seat. But just know that that's not an accountability life. That's not church. When Reverend comes on Tuesday like that and sat down and look at us, there is a order that we must have. There is an alignment that we must have. There is an expectation that is upon us that we must not fall short. I was looking at the itinerary of PD this June. PD was in Lagos. I was hearing that PD, Pastor Dixon, entered Lagos 11 p.m. yesterday. He ministered in Akungba. He ministered in Futa. He still has ministration. See, there is no excuse before us. Oh. Sometimes when I just see the excuse you give, I just look at where it's okay. But that excuse, I can't take it and go and tell daddy. Sometimes our excuse dies with me. Because how will I tell daddy that you are late because we wanted to go and is it, some excuse. Because we don't have a sense that there is a demand. That's not the way to grow in discipleship. That's why I recommended the book In Search of Timothy. We have read this in functional members, everybody before. It's a book that you must read on how to know is because daddy was talking about servants. We look at Moses as a servant. He was faithful in all his house. What the Lord is doing is that we must be faithful in all. Because the building of God that we are talking about is going to rest on servants. By the time you see the book of Revelation, you don't see title again. You don't see apostle. You don't see bishop. They were talking about servants. The called. The chosen. The elect. Prophet. Servant. That's what you see. You don't see title again. Because when you are face to face with the Father, it's servants that they are talking about. The Lord will help us in this season. Because somewhere there we can become too familiar. The way we are approaching things, I begin to see that we are becoming too familiar. And sometimes I laugh. We must not be too familiar. Akure Church, we must not. At any point in time. Because that's the sin of the children of Israelites. The word did not mix with them. With faith in their heart. Why? Because they were familiar. Some of us, we are familiar with our unit leader. The way you even talk to your unit leader self, there is no respect anymore. Because you are older than your unit leader. And you earn salary more than your unit leader. And you are in position more than your unit leader. You feel that gives you the license. You must be careful. We must. You don't even give accounts. You just do things anyhow. You wake up. You do what you want to do. If you don't come to church, you don't message anybody, you don't talk to anybody. That is not the way things are run. No. Because what we are going for is far. And there is a heart. Daddy said that all they are looking for is a heart. There is a heart of a servant. They are looking. At the end of the day, the own analysis is a heart. Is this heart meek enough? Heaven is my throne, the earth my footstool. Where is the place of my rest? But unto this man will I look upon, a broken and a contrite heart. How that trembleth at my word. How trembling are you? The Lord will help us this morning. We are not saying amen. Amen. The Lord will strengthen us this morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Can we rise up as we pray? Can we trust the Lord this season? The Lord will help us to be faithful steward, faithful servant. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray? Can we pray?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.